Welcome to the 10-Minute Healthcare Marketing Podcast, a program dedicated to helping you grow your dental or healthcare practice. We discuss exactly what you need to do to get more patients using the internet, to increase your search rankings, and to be seen as the leader in your local market. We discuss all this and more on our weekly podcast.
This is the audio version of the blog post, What the Best Google Dental Ads Have in Common. For any dentist looking to attract more new patients, using pay-per-click is an absolute no-brainer. Today, we will be discussing the traditional pay-per-click ads from Google, not to be confused with the local service ads that are now available to dentists. Increasingly, Google Ads is a way to reach potential patients that SEO can't touch. These ads are targeted not just by keyword, but by location. There's basically no limit to the amount of relevant terms you can show up for with ads. In fact, with Google Ads, you can rank number one on Google in your town for not one, but dozens or even hundreds of keywords, of course, that your budget allows for it. So if you can market to someone who wants exactly what you're selling, in the exact area you're selling it, getting their business is pretty much like taking candy from a baby, isn't it? Actually, sorry, but it's not quite so easy. In order to create an effective Google ad for your dental practice, you need to have compelling copy, smart keyword research, and effective conversion methods. Because let's face it, you're not the only game in town. So what works to increase your click-through rate and leads from your dental ads? What will make potential patients want to give their hard-earned money to you, as opposed to a competitor? In this post, I'm going to not just tell you about, but show you the best dental ads that exemplify exactly what should be included in an ad. But first, we'll list the ingredients that go into the best dental ads on Google. The best keywords. The best dental ads on Google aren't the ones that advertise general services like family dentistry or cosmetic dentist. Nope, those are the losers. I'm being a bit tongue-in-cheek here to make a point. The best ones are the targeted ads for patients searching for specific dental services. For example, dental surgery consult in Miami, teeth whitening Indianapolis, dental implant cost Fallbrook. The best headlines. As you know, Google ad headlines can't contain many characters, 25 to be exact. The lack of allowed characters means whatever headline you use has to pack a punch. As follows are some things the best, most attention-grabbing Google Ads headlines have in common. Use numbers, for example, price, dental implants from $899, or a 100% satisfaction guarantee, include a benefit. Example, gain confidence, ask a question, even if it's not grammatically correct. Example, Invisalign under $2,000. Include a keyword. Don't forget to include a keyword, oral surgeon in NYC. Now, this list doesn't mean that you need to do all of these things in one headline. That would probably be impossible. But you should probably be able to use one or two of these techniques, as well as a keyword. The keyword is essential. The best ad content. The content of your ad, aside from the headline, also needs to be succinct and powerful. The two description lines of your Google ad are limited to 35 characters apiece. The last part of your ad content, the display URL, can show up to 35 characters. Like the headline, the descriptions can should include numbers, ASCII characters, a keyword, a question, and or a benefit. Here are some more things you can do. Offer something worthwhile, free teeth cleaning. Include a call to action, call us today. Use quotes, voted best in LA, use exclamation points, limited time offer. Tell a story, learn how one mom fixed her teeth name drop, as seen on Good Morning America. As for the display URL, it should also include a keyword and possibly even a call to action. You should also consider putting a link to a dedicated landing page or a page for the specific dental service you're advertising, rather than making it lead to your regular dental practice homepage. Note that the display URL doesn't have to be the same as the actual URL the ad links to. Much of what goes into a great dental ad happens behind the scenes. These range from the settings you choose for your ad, from keyword match type, to the page your ad links to. Here are some important things to do with your ad settings. Here are some behind-the-scenes Google Ads tips for dentists. Use multiple ad groups. Use ad extensions that allow you to add more information, like your phone number, location, and links to landing pages or service pages. Use phrase match or exact match as the keyword match type. Broad match will attract searchers for unrelated product services, link service pages to your ad rather than your homepage. Besides just these, there are many more hidden ads components, such as geo-targeting, negative keywords, ad scheduling, and more. While in this post I'm mostly just focusing on ad content, mastering ad settings is actually a really big subject and one you should read up on before starting your campaign. Don't want to do that yourself? No worries, contact me for some personal help. The best dental ads on Google. Go to the blog post to view examples of effective landing pages. Conclusion. Basically, to be a pro at Google Ads for dentists, you need to be able to a lot with a little. Using its limited character format, you need to grab potential patients' attention, convince them of your legitimacy and affordability, and get them to take the plunge and book an appointment. This is not to mention all of the behind-the-scenes components that go into the ad. All this may seem like a pretty gargantuan task. After all, you went to school for dentistry, not advertising. However, I'm convinced that if you put some effort into it, you can find your inner Don Draper and write some darn good copy. That said, if you decide you need the help of a professional to get started with Google Ads for dentists, I'll be here. Education and experience themes. For some patients, a dental provider's education and experience are extremely important. Themes based on these things aren't as common as some of the others on this list, but they can be useful if you want to market your practice as a quality provider. Here are some examples of keywords that highlight a dentist's education and experience. Harvard-educated dentist Tufts University Dental School graduates, dentists with 10 or more years of experience. These keywords emphasize your training and expertise. You can use them on your homepage as well as on the About Us page on your website. They'll also likely be prominent in dentist and staff biographies. On service pages, you can emphasize the number of root canals you've performed or the amount of experience your hygienists have. The key when using an education or experience-based theme is to use your chosen keywords in the right places on your website. Price and payment option themes. Considering that dental services can be expensive, it might be appealing to use a theme that highlights your practice's willingness to work with patients to offer financing and payment plans. These are some examples of keywords that accomplish that goal. Affordable dental care, flexible payment plans for dental work, dental financing options. Any one of these might help attract patients who are looking for a dentist who will work with them so they can get the treatment they need. These keywords may be used on service pages, payment pages, or even on your About Us page. First, where to use keywords. Now to wrap up, let's look at some of the places that you should use your chosen keywords on your website. Here are some things to keep in mind. Use keywords in your title tags, metadata, the description that appears under your page name on Google, in the first 100 words of your content, and in alt tags. Create special tags and categories for your blog that incorporate your keywords. Add schema code to your site header so it appears on every page of your site. When you use keywords, you should also use LSI, related keywords that you can find by scrolling down on Google to check out related searches. Bold, italicize, and anchor links with your keywords. Using keywords wisely is just as important as choosing the right keywords. Once you've identified a theme, it's your job to select keywords based on research and use them prominently on your site. Choosing and implementing a keyword theme can help you rise through the ranks on Google, improve your site's visibility, and grow your dental practice. Keyword themes are useful in both SEO and PPC. Are you using a keyword theme that we haven't mentioned here? Tell us about how you are using keyword themes by commenting on our blog post.
Thank you for joining us on the 10-Minute Healthcare Marketing Podcast. Join us at healthcaremarketingpodcast.com for recaps, show notes, and more resources to help grow your practice, dominate your local market, and achieve greatness.